This is Case Closed, crime stories from the golden age of radio. This is Case Closed. Welcome back, and thanks for joining me this Wednesday. I've got another hour of old-time radio crime for you this week, beginning with Nick Carter, Master Detective. We'll hear the Numbers Murders, his story from October 1st, 1944. After that, it's Ellery Queen and One Diamond, his story from May 6th, 1948.
What is it?
Another case for Nick Carter, Master Detective.
Yes, it's another case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction, Nick Carter, Master Detective. Presented by the three great Linex home brighteners, Linex Clear Gloss, Linex Cream Polish, and Linex Self-Polishing Wax, created by Acme, America's great producer of Acme quality paints. Today's curious adventure,
The Numbers Murders, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Wrong Note.
In just a moment, we'll hear how Nick Carter solved the mystery of the Numbers Murders. But first, a word about Linex. Just as American homemakers have found that Chemtone, the miracle wall finish, is the modern way to new wall beauty, so will you find the three great Linex home brighteners the modern way to keep your floors, woodwork, and furniture sparkling and new in appearance. For instance, Linex Clear Gloss. This transparent liquid dries to a hard, durable, lustrous finish that resists damage to your floors or linoleum by hot grease, boiling water, fruit acids, even alcohol. That's why Linex Clear Gloss has been a household favorite for years. If you haven't it on hand, ask tomorrow for Linex, L-I-N-X, Linex Clear Gloss. Yes, you'll find all three great Linex home brighteners at paint, hardware, and department stores everywhere. And now for today's mysterious adventure with Nick Carter. Our story opens in a dingy little saloon on a back street.
So, you finally hit it, eh, Benny?
Yeah, 3 years I've been playing them numbers and doing nothing but lose. But today, oh boy, $50,000.
Which numbers was you playing, Benny? Duke Dawson's or Lucky Combs?
The Duke's. He's a square shooter. Always pays off on the nose when you win. He's a great guy, the Duke.
You think it's safe to go around telling everybody you won all that dough? Eh, something might happen to you before you get to spend it.
I ain't no fool, Butch. I ain't told only a couple of my pals, and the Duke would want me to tell him. He likes to have the guys know he pays when he loses. $50,000. And all mine. Gee, I can't believe it yet.
Yeah, but as long as you got it in your pocket, it's easy to believe it.
Yeah, you're right there. Well, so long, fella. I gotta be getting on home. I ain't gotta tell the old lady we're rich now. Won't she be tickled?
So long, Benny. Hey, don't spend it all on the way home.
Spend it all? Hey, you can't spend that much dough without you do some thinking about it. $50,000. Ah, that Duke's a swell guy. Ever lets a fellow down. Well, when you got the winning ticket, you know you got the dough.
Hello, Benny.
Oh, it's you. Glad to see you. How's the boy?
I heard about your luck, Benny. Want to congratulate you.
Oh, yeah, thanks. The best luck I've had in years.
Got it with you, I suppose.
Sure, I got it with me. You don't think I... Hey, put down that gun. You can't... No!
$50,000. Thanks, pal.
Which, together with the evidence already set forth above, proves conclusively that the man known as...
Oh, Nick, not so fast. I can't keep up with you.
What's the matter, Patsy? Got cramps in your fingers?
Oh, no, Nick, it's not that. We've been working on this report for over 3 hours without stopping. I can't keep it up all day.
All right, Patsy, let's rest for a few minutes. I wouldn't be so anxious to finish this report, except...
Nicholas Carter's office.
Hello, Patsy. Is Nick there?
Oh, yes, Lieutenant. Just a minute.
Thanks. Hello, Riley. What's on the royal mind this evening?
Now, Nick, lay off the kid in a minute. Just because you're called a mastermind in all the yellow journals in the city don't mean that
All right. All right, Riley, I withdraw my remark. What's wrong with the world now?
Just a murder, Nick. Just a murder.
Nothing new about a murder, Riley. Why drag me in?
Now, Nick, I'm asking you as a personal favor. Will you give me a hand on this? If we don't get this one solved and solved quick, the commissioner's going to be down on us like a ton of bricks.
Well, what's so special about this particular murder?
Meet me in front of 756 Brownlee Avenue as soon as you can, and I'll tell you all about it. What do you say?
But, Riley, it's after 11 now. Can't I wait until tomorrow?
No, Nick, it can't. We got to get to it right now. Will you meet me?
All right. Meet you then in 5 or 10 minutes.
Thanks, Nick. I'll be seeing you. So long.
So long.
Are we going out, Nick?
Yes, Patsy. We're going to have a look at somebody who's just suddenly and violently passed out of this world. Get your hat and let's go.
Oh, there you are, Nick. But how are you, Patsy?
Okay, thanks, Lieutenant.
Where's the remains, Riley?
Right over here, Nick. Just the way my man found him.
I see. 2 shots right through the heart.
Uh-huh.
Never knew what hit him. Looks as if they might have come from a .45.
Right, Nick.
All right, Riley. Who is he and why should I care?
His name's Benny Smith. He's one of the characters that hang around the edge of the underworld. No record, but a great guy for playing the numbers. He's been playing them since they were started. And I think that's what killed him.
Oh, now, Lieutenant, how could the numbers kill him?
Well, Benny connected today, Patsy. He won himself $50,000. Mm-hmm. And he had it on him when he started home, they tell me, but he ain't got a cent of it now. He's as clean as a whistle.
Very interesting. Probably talked too much about his luck. Well, where do I come in?
Benny played Duke Dawson's numbers, Nick. And Duke's had 2 heavy winners this month. Now, both of them were killed in the same way. Before they got home, and both of them lost their roles. Now, once could be a play and hold-up. But twice, it's like a regular thing, and I want to find out. The killings like this has got to stop. That's where you come in, Nick. I need some of your fancy ideas on how to stop them.
Lucky Coombs runs the other numbers game, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Him and the Duke have been at each other's throats for the last 6 months.
Well, maybe Lucky thinks this is a good way to persuade the public that if you win with the Duke, you don't live to spend what you win.
It could be, Nick. And it could be, too, that the Duke needs the coin bad enough to want to get it back.
I'd hate to play any numbers game where I had to lose my life when I won any money.
There's no percentage in the numbers game from any point of view, Patsy. It's a sucker's game. Well, Riley, where do you want me to start?
Good for you, Nick. I knew you couldn't stay out of it. Look, what do you say we go to call on the Duke and see what he's got to say for himself?
Okay, Riley. You drive on ahead. We'll follow you. But don't let the cops catch you speeding.
Never was in a place like this before, Nick.
And you probably won't ever want to be again, Patsy.
Is the piano the only music there is?
Yes, but Steve Corey's a good piano player, none better. And not only is he a good piano player, he also serves as a lookout for the Duke.
Hmm?
See how the piano's right at the foot of the stairs to the second floor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the Duke's offices are. And no one can get up there without Steve seeing them.
Oh.
He signals ahead with his piano to let the Duke know whether it's a friend or an enemy who's coming up.
Hey, how do you know so much about this place, Nick?
Oh, I get around Riley now and then.
And I suppose if Steve signals that it's the wrong kind of company coming to call, they get the wrong kind of reception.
That's about it, Patsy. Hi, Steve. The Duke in?
Yeah. Go on up.
Hey, what do you smoke in that pipe of yours? Old cabbage leaves?
Shoe leather. Tastes better.
It smells like the deuce, whatever it is.
Come on, Nick. We gotta be moving.
Right.
Which is his office here, Nick?
This one here.
That's funny. Try the door.
Maybe he's not in there.
He must be. Steve told us to come up. I can see there's a light inside.
Hey, maybe there's something wrong there. Let's
here,
have a look.
Bill Dawson. I think we better. Come on. Come on with me now. Come on again.
That's it.
Again. Break it in, Riley. Break it in.
That's it. There it is.
Are you hurt, Riley?
No, did he get you?
No.
What's going on in here?
Nothing now, Patsy. You can come in.
Hey, look there, Nick.
Dead. Shot right through the forehead.
Is that the Duke?
Yes, Patsy, that was the Duke.
Hey, look, that's where the killer went, Nick. Through that window there.
Yeah. And down the fire escape. Below, there's a dozen ways he could have gone, and we'd never see him.
If we'd only gotten in a little sooner, Nick.
That wouldn't have made any difference, Riley.
I suppose not. He was out to get the Duke, and he'd have gotten him anyway. It was just as easy for the killer to get out on the fire escape and wait for us.
It's a good thing it was a poor shot, or you'd both be dead.
I don't think so, Patsy.
What do you mean?
Well, look how high his bullets went. Up above the door there.
Oh, you think he was just trying to scare us, Nick?
Looks that way. You could certainly shoot straighter than that.
Now we've got two murders to solve instead of one.
Yes. I'm beginning to get interested in this now. Let's see what the Duke can tell us about this. The Duke had no weapons, so he apparently wasn't expecting an attack. Must have known the man who killed him.
Hey, Nick. I thought the Duke didn't smoke.
He didn't.
There's an awful lot of burned matches here in this ashtray for a guy who don't smoke.
And they're all burned pretty well down, too. And here's a cigarette butt. It's a Uador.
Huh? A Uador? I never heard of that brand name.
Very few people smoke them. Huh? And Lucky Coombs is one of them.
Lucky Coombs?
Maybe it doesn't. Let's not jump too fast. I'll just take this butt and these matches along with me. They may come in handy before we're through.
Well, I better call headquarters and get some of the boys up here.
Right. While you take care of this end of it, Patsy and I'll go and call on Lucky. Maybe he can tell us something about this.
Okay, Nick. But be careful, lad. Lucky's a tough baby.
I will. I know how to handle him. Oh, Steve.
Yeah?
Did the Duke have many callers tonight?
No.
No? How about Lucky Coombs? He wasn't over here, was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. What of it?
Nothing. Maybe. By the way, you better get this crowd out of here. The Duke's been murdered. This place is going to be filled with cops, reporters, photographers, fingerprint men, and detectives in about 10 minutes.
Duke? Murdered?
Yeah. So long, Steve. Come on, Patsy. Let's see what Lucky has to say. Eleven, please.
Well, this ought to put an end to the numbers racket in this town, Nick. For a while, anyway. With the Duke dead and Lucky in jail for his murder.
Maybe. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Uh-oh. Patsy, stay in the car. Those two mugs outside may mean trouble.
Be careful, Nick.
Going someplace, Flatfoot?
Why, yes. Just a friendly visit. I want to see Lucky a minute.
Lucky's not receiving tonight. Not cops, anyways.
I'm no cop. Just want a friendly talk with him.
Well, you can't.
No? I think I can.
Yeah? Well, me and my buddy here is going to see that you don't.
We sure are. You got a search warrant, have you?
Oh, you want to see my search warrant, do you? Well,
here it is.
Nick, watch if the other one's got a gun.
Yeah, and I'm going to drill you so full of holes that you want to...
Well, Nick seems to be having difficulty getting in to see Lucky. Does this mean Lucky is the man who killed the Duke? And what's Nick going to do about it? We'll see in just a moment. Ladies, here's a bit of news about homemaking that means a better-looking home and more time for you to enjoy it. To give your floors a lustrous finish without bothersome rubbing, use Linex Self-Polishing Wax, the time-saving, work-saving liquid finish for all floor surfaces, wood, tile, or linoleum. The finish which is glossy yet not slippery. Linex self-polishing wax remains resistant to slip even when water is spilled on it and provides additional slip resistance with each additional coat of wax. These facts have been proved by the Underwriters Laboratories whose seal appears on every bottle. Linex self-polishing wax gives a tough, elastic finish because it really contains wax, the highest possible content of genuine Carnauba wax. And when the most used parts of your floor show wear, they may be re-waxed without going over the whole floor. So remember always, ask for the liquid wax which is easy to apply, which dries easily to a lustrous finish that resists dirt, wear, and water, and is not slippery to walk on. It's Linex, L-I-N-X, Linex Self-Polishing Wax. You'll find it at your nearest paint, hardware, or department store, your headquarters for all three great Linex home brighteners and Chemtone. And now, back to our story. We left Nick fighting it out with one of Lucky Coombs' gunmen as he tried to get in to see Lucky to question him about the killing of Duke Dawson.
I'm going
to
drill you so full of holes, you... Oh! Shot my hand off.
You're all right. I just knocked your gun out of your hand, that's all. Here, I'll take it. And just to be sure, I'll take your pal's gun, too. Now, you'll both be good little boys. I won't tell Lucky on you.
Won't tell Lucky what?
Oh, hello, Lucky. I've enjoyed meeting your welcoming committee.
Well, sometimes their ambition gets the better of their common sense. They told me it was you coming up, Carter. I would have advised them to let you in and save themselves a headache.
Here are your boys' pop guns. Give them back to them after I go.
Thanks.
You can come out now, Patsy.
Well, that's your daily dozen for this evening. I always enjoy watching you exercise. It does me so much good.
What can I do for you, Carter?
I suppose you know Benny Smith was killed tonight.
Right after he collected the $50,000 he won in Duke Dawson's numbers game.
Yeah, I heard about that. You don't think I had anything to do with that, do you?
And did you also hear that Duke Dawson himself was murdered a little while later?
Oh, you think you can pin that on me?
We found one of your cigarettes half-smoked in the ashtray on the Duke's desk, Lucky.
What?
And the Duke didn't smoke. Not three people in the city smoke your brand. How did your cigarette get in the Duke's ashtray?
My cigarette, huh?
You could easily be held for the murder on the evidence we have, Lucky. But I suppose you have an alibi. If so, let's have it.
Well, I hadn't been out of my apartment all evening.
No alibi, huh? Well, that's very interesting. No alibi and ashamed to admit it.
Then he must be the one who...
Easy, Betsy.
If you think I did it, why don't you run me in?
No, Lucky, we're not going to run you in. But you will stick around, won't you? Just in case we need you for a witness or something?
Oh, Nick, surely you're not going to let him go.
Why not? You will stick around, Lucky?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll stick around. Let me know when you need me for something.
Thanks, I will. Well, good night, Lucky. Come on, Patsy, let's be going. Why so quiet, Patsy? You haven't said a word since we left Lucky's.
Well, I can't understand it, Nick. You have what looks like good reason to believe Lucky killed the Duke, and you let him go. Doesn't make sense to me.
Why, Patsy, that's all part of my plan. I think I have the answer to both killings now. And leaving Lucky loose is part of my way of proving it.
And I suppose that phone call you made after we left Lucky's was part of your plan, too.
Right, Patsy. All part of my plan.
And did your phone call accomplish what you hoped it would?
Ah, indeed it did, Patsy. Indeed it did.
May I ask what it was?
You may.
Oh, Nick, why don't you tell me what's going on? I don't get it at all.
I phoned a certain party to get a certain address. And I got it, that's all.
Do you know who the killer is?
I think so.
Well, who?
That, unfortunately, I'm not prepared to divulge at this precise moment.
Oh, Nick.
Well, here we are.
Here we are where?
At the address I got on the phone. It's the third house up there. The rooming house.
And what do we do there?
Now, Patsy, listen carefully when I tell you. I'm going inside that house.
Alone?
Yes, alone. And as soon as I do, I want you to go to the phone in the drugstore across the street and phone Riley. He'll be back at headquarters by this time. Tell him to come up here just as fast as he can. I may need him. Tell him to bring some of his men in the hurry-up wagon, but not to use the siren. When he gets here, tell him to wait out here with you until I come out. Or if I don't come out, tell him to rush in after me just as soon as he hears gunshots.
Oh, Nick, hadn't you better wait until he gets here before you go in there?
Can't do it, Betsy. I've got to get inside before the next visitor does. That's the important part of my plan. Now, you have it straight?
I think so.
Good. I'm counting on you, Patsy. Don't fail me. Well, wish me luck. I may need it.
Oh. Who's there?
Nick Carter. Got a few questions I'd like to ask you.
Questions?
Yes. I'm alone. Well, I see you're packing your suitcase, Steve. You weren't getting ready to leave town, were you?
What if I was?
You shouldn't do that. We might need your testimony in clearing up Duke Dawson's murder.
Huh?
You're the only witness we have to testify that Lucky Coombs called on the Duke just before he was murdered.
Yeah, that's just why I'm getting out. I'm not staying here to be taken for a ride by Lucky's gorillas. And that's what had happened to me. If I said anything against him.
You won't be taken for a ride by Lucky's gunman. I'll guarantee that.
I ain't taking no chances. You got a match?
Sure.
Thanks.
Still smoking old cabbage leaves in that pipe of yours, I see. Why don't you try tobacco for a change?
Ah, shut up. I ain't taking no more riding from you. No, from nobody.
Okay, Steve. Oh, do you mind if I keep this match you just used?
What? What do you want it for?
I think I can use it.
Hey, what's going on here, Carter? What can you use a burned match for?
For one thing, I can use it to send you to jail.
To jail, huh?
Yes, for murder.
You won't send me to jail for murder.
Drop that gun, Steve.
Yeah,
here. That's not from you. Give me that gun.
I will.
Give me that gun.
Let go.
Get to...
Oh. There.
Doug, didn't have to break my arm, did you?
Lucky for me, you shot in a hurry. Otherwise, you might have got me somewhere else than just in the fleshy part of my arm. Now, let's see what's in that suitcase.
Hey, you keep out of my...
Stay where you are, Steve. I've got the gun now. Sit down on a chair. I'll be quiet. Uh-huh. Quite a nice roll of bills you have here. At least $50,000, I should say, by the size of the roll.
Yeah? What's it to you?
It was a nice racket you were working, Steve. Whenever the Duke paid off any big money, you knew who got the money, laid for them, and killed them. The Duke knew it was bad business to have his winners killed that way. So somehow he must have gotten wise to you. Probably by having someone trail Benny, someone who saw you kill him. So he called you in to have a talk with you. And you killed him.
That ain't true. I didn't. I didn't. Lucky Coombs did it.
That so? Well, we'll see what Lucky has to say when you tell him that.
Huh?
He'll be here in a few minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I couldn't. He'd kill me. He'd kill me.
Stay where you are, Steve. Stay where you are. I'll stand behind the door.
You dirty double-crossing rat.
That's enough, Lucky. Hold it. Drop that gun!
Is he... Did you kill him?
No. I just shot him through the shoulder. The shock knocked him out. He'll live to go to the electric chair with you.
Hey, Nick! Nick, are you hurt?
Oh, Nick, are you all right?
It's all right. Everything's under control.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, Riley, there are your two murderers. Steve in the chair and Lucky on the floor.
Two of them. Glory be.
Yes, Riley, two of them. You better get your handcuffs on them before they decide to run out on you.
I'll do just that. Now, my fine friend Steve, hold out your hand. And you, Lucky, you can't help me, so I'll just put them on you while you're asleep. And you'd be all right when you wake up.
Well, then it was Lucky, Nick.
Yes, Bessie. Lucky and Steve together.
Oh, this is a great day for the police department. Two men killed and the two murderers caught.
Lieutenant, are you giving all the credit to the police department? It seems to me
No, of course not. I just meant that...
It's all right, Riley, it's all right. My part of it's done. Your precious police department can have all the glory if they want it.
Well, tell me about it, Nick. How did they do it? And who killed who? And
hold
why did
it,
they
hold kill... it, hold it. I'll meet you down at your office in half an hour and give you all the details and the evidence you need. Right now, I want to get my arm fixed up.
No, Nick, you're hurt. Is it bad? Let me get a doctor, quick.
No, it's not serious, Betsy. It's just a flesh wound. And it's rather painful. I'd like to get it taken care of. Come on, Betsy. I guess you better have to drive. I'll see you later, Riley. Well, that feels better. A good doctor's a wonderful thing when you need him. And Dr. Sturgis is as good a man as there is.
And now, Mr. Carter, I want to hear all about it.
Oh, Patsy. Can't you wait until we get to Riley's office? I don't want to go through the story twice.
Nick Carter, if you don't give me all the details right here and now, I'll stop this car and we won't move an inch until you decide to tell me what I want to know.
All right. You're a hard woman, Miss Boone. I guess I'll have to give in. Well, what do you want to know first?
First, where does Steve come into this?
He did the killing.
Then what about Lucky?
Lucky was the man behind the throne, so to speak. Lucky wanted to cut in on the Duke's customers, so he had the Duke's winners killed. Steve, however, did the actual killing and got most of the money for his reward. But when the Duke caught on to Steve, Steve killed him and double-crossed Lucky.
How do you mean double-crossed him?
Steve planted one of Lucky's cigarettes in the Duke's ashtray. He undoubtedly had some of them from being associated with Lucky. So he just smoked one halfway down and left it where we'd be sure to find it.
Then who shot at you and Lieutenant Riley when you broke into the Duke's room earlier this evening?
That was Steve.
But Nick, Steve was downstairs playing the piano.
He was there when we left him, yes. And he was there when we went back. But in between, he slipped out the back, up the fire escape, fired over our heads as we entered to make us think the killer was just leaving, and then went back to his piano. He thought he had a perfect alibi.
How did you know that it was Steve?
By the matches in the ashtray.
How could they tell you anything?
Patsy, how'd you light a cigarette? Here's a match. Try it.
Okay. Why, I suppose you'd light the match like this. Light your cigarette. And put out the match like this.
Exactly. Now look at that match you just used.
Mm-hmm.
It's only slightly burned at the end. Now look at this match, which I took from the ashtray.
Now that's burned almost all the way down.
Exactly. It was used to light a pipe, not a cigarette. And Steve's a pipe smoker. He probably smoked as he talked to the Duke before he killed him, before we got there. You see, Patsy, I knew the Duke was dead when we got there this evening.
If you knew Steve did the killings, how did you find out about Lucky?
Well, I felt sure Steve wouldn't dare to do it without strong backing. But there was no evidence against Lucky. So that's why I went to him and told him about one of his cigarettes being left in the Duke's ashtray. And that's also why I didn't want to take him in.
Oh, now I see.
I felt sure he'd go to see Steve and give himself away. And he did.
Hey, Nick, I just realized what you said a minute ago. You said you knew that the Duke was dead before you went upstairs to his office tonight. Now, how could you possibly know that?
Very simple, Patsy. Steve was the Duke's lookout man. He used the piano as a signal. The top key on the piano was wired to a buzzer that sounded in the Duke's room. That meant someone was coming up. But when we went up tonight, he didn't hit that note. I watched him carefully. And he didn't hit it because he knew there was no one alive to hear it. He hit the wrong note.
I'll say he hit the wrong note, in more ways than one.
How do you mean, Patsy?
Well, considering that tonight you've solved three murders, ended the numbers racket, and recovered the stolen money, I say that Steve hit the wrong note when he tried to fool you.
In just a moment, Nick and Patsy will bring you a preview of next week's exciting case. But first, here's a thought for all of you homemakers. Of course, you take pride in your home. Of course, you want your folks to take pride in it, too. And your husband, your family, will sit up and take notice of the bright, new beauty Linex Cream Polish gives your treasured furniture. For Linex Cream Polish is the modern way to protect the things in your home. It quickly restores your furniture's attractiveness in one quick, easy application. And Linex Cream Polish dries to a hard finish that leaves no oily film to attract additional dust, to make additional work. It does away with fingerprints, helps to hide ugly scratches, and after a few applications, provides a tabletop finish that will actually resist glass marks. Best of all, Linex Cream Polish saves you one whole step in your cleaning day routine. For Linex Cream Polish cleans as it polishes, without tiresome rubbing. So depend upon this modern, easy shortcut to furniture beauty. Linex Cream Polish. Get it today and enjoy the extra time you save. In case your dealer hasn't received his supply of the three great Linex home brighteners, he'll probably have them soon. Ask him to save one or all of them for you. Acme will see that he gets them, and you get them, as quickly as possible. And now, Nick, how about next week's adventure?
Well, Ken, the main ingredients of next week's story are a small boy and a slingshot.
Well, I didn't know you went in for cases of juvenile delinquency.
He doesn't, unless you call it juvenile delinquency when an organized gang of thugs holds up an armored car, kills the guards, and gets away with thousands of dollars of the bank's money.
Well, hey, that's really big-time stuff, but where did the small boy and the slingshot come into it?
They were the means of my being able to catch the killers, get back the money, and break up the gang.
And it gave Nick one of the most unpleasant and dangerous 2 hours he ever spent.
Well, I'll certainly look forward to hearing that. Any further hints, Nick?
No, that's all for now, Ken. I'll tell you the rest next time. I call the story The Slingshot Murders.
Or The Mystery of the Broken Window.
So long.
So long, everybody.
And so long to you, Nick and Patsy. We'll be looking forward to seeing you again next Sunday afternoon. Next week at the same time, listen to another curious experience of Nick Cotter, Master Detective, entitled
The Slingshot Murders. Or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Broken Window.
Nick Carter, Master Detective, is a copyright feature of Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. It is presented at this same time and over these same stations by the three great Linex home brighteners, Linex Clear Gloss, Linex Cream Polish, and Linex Self-Polishing Wax, created by Acme, America's great producer of Acme quality paints. In the Nick Carter Adventures, Lon Clark is starred as Nick. Helen Choate is featured as Patsy. Original music is played by Lou White. The programs are written and directed by Jock McGregor. This is Ken Powell speaking for the thousands of Linex dealers and Acme quality retail stores all over America and saying, so long until next week. This is Mutual.
in the interests of a safer American home, a happier American community, a more united state. The American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations bring you Ellery Queen, celebrated fighter of crime. As usual, Ellery invites you to match wits with him as he relates the mystery. And before revealing the solution, he gives you a chance to solve it. Tonight, Ellery's guest armchair detective, who will represent you home armchair detectives, is the popular vocalist, Miss Peggy Lee. And now, here's Ellery Queen, your host for the next half hour.
Thank you, Paul Masterson, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we meet Mr. Mark Gallows, who played a very dangerous game. I call it One Diamond. And this is...
Miss Eve Angel, Mr. Queen.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Queen?
Won't you sit down, Miss Angel?
I'd love it.
The notes, Nicky.
Yes, Ellery.
Is this your secretary?
Yes, I'm his secretary.
Miss Angel, Miss Porter.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And what can I do for you, Miss Angel?
Mr. Queen, I've come to invite you for the weekend at the home of my employer.
Well, I'm tempted to say, this is so sudden. Isn't there some mistake?
Oh, no. I'm sure, Mr. Queen, you've heard of Mark Gallows.
Mark Gallows? You work for Gallows?
I'm Mr. Gallows' secretary.
The Gallows Diamond.
What, Nicky?
The Gallows Diamond, Mallory. It's not been publicly displayed for... How long is it, Miss Angel? 40 or 50 years?
That's the Gallows. You are an efficient secretary, Miss Porter, aren't you?
I do my little best, Miss Angel.
But I don't get this, Miss Angel. I've never met Mr. Gallows. Why should he invite me for a weekend?
Because I asked him to.
Oh. I'm to be your guest?
In a way.
What, Nicky?
Nothing. I just went...
Will you come?
Yes.
Goody, goody, a weekend off.
Oh, no, Nicky. You're coming with me.
For notes, Ellery?
Yes. For notes.
Do come too, Miss Porter. For notes. Friday afternoon, Mr. Queen, at the Riverdale Estate.
Miss Angel.
Yes?
Why did you ask Mr. Gallows to invite me?
See you Friday. Au revoir.
Interesting.
Yes, isn't she?
No, I mean the invitation, Nicky. Of course, this is Gallows' doing, not her idea at all.
Want to bet?
Oh, don't be silly, Nicky. There's skullduggery involved.
Is Gallows the type?
Mark Gallows? Don't you know anything about him, Nicky?
Just that he's one of the richest men in America.
He's a misophobe.
A whosophobe?
Afflicted with misophobia, Nicky. Morbid fear of dirt.
Dirt?
Mm-hmm. Gallows is supposed to have a gold-plated washstand in every room he commonly uses so that he can wash his hands on a second's notice.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's the story. Buys germicides by the gallon. Picks strange objects up with a specially sterilized tissue.
Oh, must be rough on his wife.
No, fortunately, he's not married. I wonder what's behind this invitation.
A two-legged word spelled E-V-E.
Oh, no, Nicky. She's just bait.
I'll answer right away, Ellery.
Oh, never mind, Nicky. I'll go. Yes? Nobody here. Who is it?
Oh. Ellery, what was that? That sounded just like a ship. Ellery. Ellery, no, but Ellery, you
what
can't.
What are you thinking of, son?
Oh, he's a fool, Inspector.
You're not getting out of this bed, Ellery, and that's that.
But I'm all right, I tell you.
All right.
With a bullet wound in your arm?
It's nothing, just a flesh wound. You heard the doctor.
It's that woman, that's what it is.
Oh, it's not that woman at all, Nicky. It's the whole thing.
You think the attempt on your life is connected with the invitation, son?
When I'm shot at within 2 minutes, Dad? Of course. Somebody followed Eve Angel, guessed her purpose, and tried to rub me out.
But why?
To keep me from going to the Gallows place this weekend, Nicky. Which is why I'll be there if I have to go in an ambulance.
And come back in a hearse. Ellery, be sensible.
You're still shaky, son.
I'm going.
You're not.
I won't let you, Ellery. By gosh, I'm still your father, and you'll do as I say.
And this is the gold room, Mr. Queen.
Really royal, Miss Angel.
That is a washstand, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Porter. By the way, when you meet Mark, I'd suggest you don't offer to shake hands. Germs, you know. Germs.
I suppose we all have them.
Yes. Let's go out onto the terrace. I want you to meet Mark's other house guests.
Oh, I think that'd be delightful.
We have a sort of international house here this weekend, Mr. Queen.
Oh, really?
Mark and I are Americans. Sidney Duff Brown, the Englishman. Cornelius Van Cleek of Holland. And Reginald Doss, who's an Anglo-Indian.
Oh.
What's the matter, Mr. Queen?
Oh, nothing, Miss Angel. You bumped my sore arm.
Oh, I am sorry. Shots?
Yes. Shots.
Oh, dear. Now I'll have to be so careful not to let you get romantic, Mr. Green. Oh, by the way, before we go out there, when you meet Mr. Duff Brown, Mr. Van Cleek, and Mr. Doss, could you act just a little mysterious?
Hmm?
Just to impress them, you know. The great detective.
Well, would it make you happy, Miss Angel?
Oh, very.
Then I'll do my best.
This is going to be such an exciting weekend.
Shall we go out?
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
It's right this way.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there they are. Gentlemen?
Ah, Miss Angel again.
Ah, with my guests.
George, I didn't know we were going to have any competition.
Miss Porter and Mr. Queen. Mr. Reginald Doss.
How do you do,
my
Mr.
pleasure.
Doss.
Mr. Cornelius Van Cleek.
I'm glad to know you.
And Mr. Sidney Duff Brown.
How do you do,
Mr. Duff Brown?
I'll fix something for you people in a moment.
Miss Porter, is it?
That's right, Mr. Van Cleek. Nicky Porter.
Watch Van Cleek, Miss Porter. He's a lady killer.
Or she thinks he is.
Now, don't mind those fellows. What do you do, Miss Porter? Except the beautiful, I mean.
Oh, I work for Mr. Queen here.
Work for him?
In trade? By George, incredible.
This is an amazing country.
Well, not half so amazing as Nikki, Mr. Das. I really don't know what I'd do without her.
Working for Mr. Queen isn't really being in trade, Mr. Duff Brown.
No.
Definitely not. You see, he's Ellery Queen, the famous detective.
Really?
Your drink, Mr. Queen.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Porter. I forgot yours. What can I get you?
Not a thing, thank you.
But the detective, Mr. Queen, this is exciting.
I quite agree with Mr. Das. Are you here socially, Mr. Queen?
Or are you after one of us?
Why, Mr. Van Cleek? Do you gentlemen have guilty consciences?
Oh, dear, that's Mark. Yes, Mark.
Is that fellow Queen out there?
Yes.
Bring him in here.
Mr. Queen? Is Mr. Gallows in the habit of referring to all his guests as that fellow, Miss Angel?
Never mind, Nicky. If you gentlemen will excuse us.
Welcome, Mr. Queen.
Back through this terrace door, Miss Angel?
That's right. This way, please.
Miss Angel, there's something very strange going on
will
here.
Will you come this way,
Nicky.
Please? Right in here.
Oh, there you are. Confounded Eve, you've got to do something about Reeves. He put my newspaper on my desk without spraying it first.
I'll discharge him right away, Mark. Here, I'll get you a sterile
No, don't touch it, Eve. Well, so this is the famous Ellery Queen.
And my secretary, Miss Porter.
How do you do?
I'm afraid, Queen, we've, rather put one over on you.
Have you, Mr. Gallows?
Oh, it does seem such a waste, Mark. He's so attractive.
Then you were bait, Miss Angel. All right, Mr. Gallows, now that you've got me here, what next?
Why, Queen, now you leave.
What?
That's right. You served his purpose, my girl. You'll please leave now, Queen. So?
This way out.
Hillary, Queen, are you going to stand here and let these
people... No, Nicky. Mr. Gallows...
Oh, dear. He's going to be difficult.
There's no difficulty, Eve, that can't be smoothed out with a little money. Send me your bill, Queen, whatever your fee is.
I don't charge fees.
No? What do you live on? Nuts?
I don't know exactly what double-dealing intrigue you've whipped up here, Mr. Gallows, but certain things are fairly obvious.
Are they? This interests me, Queen. What's obvious?
You're the owner of one of the most famous diamonds in the world. You have three house guests, Mr. Duff Brown of England, Mr. Das of India, and Mr. Van Cleek of Holland. Now, England is the spearhead of the world's diamond trade. India's Maharajas are the world's greatest collectors of precious stones. Holland is the capital of the world's lapidaries. I'd say Duff Brown, Das, and Van Cleek are here to buy your diamond, Mr. Gallows.
Be quiet. Yes, Mr. Queen?
Why, we're suddenly all politeness.
Why you scheme to have me put in an appearance here, I don't know. But would it interest you, Mr. Gallows, to learn that within minutes of Miss Angel's visit to my home, I was shot at with intent to kill?
Your arm. Mark,
no nonsense. That can't have anything to do with me.
Somebody didn't want me to show up here, Mr. Gallows.
You're a writer, aren't you?
Yes.
This is real life. Get out.
Mr. Gallows, you're an idiot. Come on, Nicky.
Excellent, excellent brandy, Mr. Gallows.
Yes, thanks.
I'm glad you like it, gentlemen. How are you?
Yes, Mark.
Go out there and close the door and stand in front of it. Keep those long-nosed flunkies of mine away, do you understand?
Mark, you're going to...
Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, but I wanted to see it.
Eve, I said get out of here.
All right, Mark. Gentlemen, will you excuse me?
Oh, but...
No, don't bother to get up, please. Have fun.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen.
I have a very odd feeling, mes confrères, that this is the great moment.
Hadn't you better have someone lock that door, sir?
My estate is well patrolled up, Brown. Mr. Dance, you don't look very interested.
This is an old story with me, Mr. Gallows.
Is it? Then look at this.
Around 150 carats, Mr. Gallows.
162 and three quarters, Mr. Ventley.
Larger than the Porter Roads from Kimberley.
And of just as fine a water depth, Brown.
May I examine this, Mr. Gallows?
Certainly, Doss. Certainly.
Doss, let me see that.
One moment, Mr. Duff Brown.
The Gallows diamond, colossal.
Hey, my father's wedding gift to my mother. Very sentimental man, my father. His will provided that the stone mustn't be touched for 25 years after my mother's death. Uh-huh. It's been a great trial to me, gentlemen. Very unproductive. Money gathers money. Diamonds gather dust. Does you like it?
Mr. Gallows, it is quite the most superb imitation I have ever seen.
Imitation? I say, Ventley, stop pushing. By George, it's not genuine.
Is it a jest, Mr. Gallows? I have come all the way from Amsterdam.
This is an exact copy. Worthless, of course, but sufficient for you gentlemen to base your bids on.
When may we see that genuine stone, Mr. Gallows?
It won't be exhibited, Van Cleek, until I get what I consider a selling bid, confirmed by the principal for whom you're acting as agent.
I can't say, Mr. Gallows, I feel entirely comfortable. I've never had my integrity questioned before.
Nor I.
I'm sorry. I have to be careful, gentlemen. You forced me to show my hand.
What do you mean, sir?
That fellow Queen, the detective whom I had Miss Angel invite a few days ago for the weekend. Actually, she engaged him on my behalf to check up on you gentlemen.
This is intolerable, Mr. Gallows. What is your meaning?
Queen came here today to tell me the result of his investigation. He tells me that one of you was a fraud and an imposter.
Imposter?
Yes. An international jewel thief who's here with forged credentials. Huh. Can you blame me for being careful? Eve, you should have seen their faces.
You're so clever, Mark.
Yeah, you think I'm not? Oh, I get a kick out of this sort of thing, Eve, outsmarting them. You don't know these fellows the way I do, Evie. They're canny traders. They take their time.
But they won't in this case.
Why, they'll fall all over themselves, proving they're not fakes. Each one will rush to make his bid and present me with confirming authority from his principal. Things are going to hum around here, darling. And I'll bet you I get 20% more for the diamond.
Mark.
What?
Look at this.
Is that charred scrap of paper? What is it?
Take it. Read it.
What's the matter with you? Wait till I spray it.
So you invented the story that one of them is a crook, did you? When, of course, all the time they're all honest men.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where'd you find this, Eve?
Living room fireplace. It just missed getting burned. Of course, it doesn't say much.
Wait a minute. This is the beginning of a letter. To me. I didn't see this.
Neither did I.
Dear Mr. Gallows, we regret that our representative has been delayed. Will not be able to arrive in the United States until May 15th to inspect the Gallows Eve, my lie was true. One of them is an imposter. Where's the rest of this, Eve? Talk, will you? The envelope, the rest of the letterhead. Who is this from? Which one does this refer
to?
Mark,
you'll have another attack.
One of them intercepted the mail this morning. Must have been watching for this very letter. Maybe the rest of the letter's in the fireplace, Eve.
Mark, wait a minute. I searched the ashes. This is all that was left.
Get Queen on the phone.
Ellery Queen? But Mark, he won't come now after...
Get Queen!
Thank you.
Mark Ellery? Mark Gallows.
Said he'd kept calling me all night, Nicky? What for?
He wouldn't tell me. Said he had to see you and right away.
Did you tell the great Mr. Gallows that Dad and I were out all night on another case?
Yes. You want me to call him?
No, Nicky. Anything interesting in the mail this morning?
I haven't finished.
Let's see. Bill, fan letter, special delivery.
Special delivery? I didn't notice it, Ellery.
From Mark Gallows.
From Gallows?
Well, apparently Mr. Gallows is in a tizzy. Let's see. Dear Mr. Queen, you've got to help me. One of my guests is an imposter.
What?
He used me, Nicky, to scare Das, Duff Brown, and Van Cleek into thinking one of them was an imposter to force a quick sale, and then, by gosh, he found out one of them really is.
Oh, serves him right.
Expose the imposter, protect the diamond till the sale goes through, and, Mr. Queen, I'll pay you 10% of the sales price as a fee.
Don't you dare turn him down. I need a raise.
It's this way. The diamond has been buried on my Riverdale estate for years.
Buried?
I enclose a copy of my original map showing the hiding place. If anything should happen to me...
Oh, darn it. I'll take it. Hello.
Nicky?
Oh, Inspector.
Let me talk to Ellery, will you?
Oh, yes. Ellery, it's for you, Inspector.
Dad? Yes, Dad?
Your friend Mark Gallows.
Gallows? Yes, what's happened?
He's committed suicide.
Suicide?
Mark Gallows?
Hanged himself from a rafter in his barn.
Dad, keep everything the way you found it.
What do you mean?
I'm coming right up there.
But what? I tell you, Ellery committed...
Dad, sight unseen. He was murdered. Nicky, come on.
You men, pipe down! Well, son.
Murder.
But Ellery...
I'm sorry, Dad, it's murder.
I don't know how you can say that, Ellery.
Neither do I. Man found hanging from a rafter, not a clue to a second person.
Look at this rope he was hanged with.
What about it? The rope comes from this barn, Ellery.
It's filthy.
It's what?
He has phobia.
That's it, Nicky. Dad, Gallows suffered from a morbid fear of dirt. Now, there were two ropes in this barn. This dirty one here and that clean one hanging over there. Even approaching death, Gallows would have used the clean one if he was going to hang himself.
Huh?
Gallows was strung up, Dad. And almost certainly by one of those three diamond buyers.
The imposter.
Imposter? What imposter?
No doubt about it, Nicky.
No doubt about what?
Well, I'm afraid we're a little ahead of you on this one, Dad. Are Van Cleek, Das, and Duff Brown still here?
Yes.
You better hold them here for a while and keep them out of my way.
Why? What are you going to do?
Dad, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I give up. You men!
Yeah?
One of you watch the body, the rest of you come with me.
All right, Joe, you better stay here.
Ellery, what are you going to do?
Look, Mr. Gallows over. Turn around, Nicky.
Oh. What are you looking for?
Gallows sent me a copy of the map. Where would he keep the original? I'd say it's an even bet he carried it on him, Nicky.
In a secret pocket, you mean?
Yes. Or here.
What?
Leather pouch around his waist, next to the skin.
Is it in there?
No. It's empty.
His killer took the map.
Yes.
But how would the killer know?
About the map? Nicky, do you think you can stand a look at Gallows' face?
Well, it's awfully dead-looking.
And dirty. See here, Nicky.
Dirt around his mouth.
I think our diamond hunter tortured Gallows into telling his secret.
By putting dirt in his mouth. His phobia.
Really nasty, Nicky.
Why are you looking at the copy of the map, Ellery? Killer has the original. Must have dug up the diamond.
I know, Nicky, I know. Let's take a look anyway, shall we?
Treasure. Why didn't he put the blasted bauby in a bank vault where it belongs?
I think this is exciting.
There is something gold buggish about it, Nicky. Well, let's see. I think this is it.
What's it?
This tree, Dad. It's our starting place. Here, look at Gallo's map.
Guess so. From this tree, you go due south.
And then due west, and X marks the spot. Wonderful.
Due south, due west. But how far? Just says 10 on the first leg and 10 on the second. 10 what? Miles?
Now, don't be sarcastic, Inspector. Not miles or feet or inches either, because then it wouldn't be far enough to cross that brook, and the south leg on the map does cross the brook.
Right, Nicky. Therefore, it must mean yards. Dad, let me have that compass and yardstick, will you?
Here. Go, sir.
Which is this way. 1 yard, 2, 3...
Hey!
What, Inspector?
Look at this, Nicky.
A sort of trail in the grass.
Ellery, see this trail?
I saw it, Dad. I'm right on it.
Killer's been here before us.
Didn't I tell you, Ellery?
Got it. Come on, Nicky. Here, watch this rope.
Oh, gosh, I'm getting all wet. Buried treasure.
Here's the trail again.
And this is the end of the 10 yards, Dad.
But the trail keeps going, Ellery, in the same direction.
Uh-huh, another yard.
Killer went 11 yards due south. Yeah, and then he turned west.
Two, three, four.
And paralleled your route.
A yard away? I don't understand. How far does the map say you've got to go west, Ellery?
Another 10 yards. 9, 10.
But the killer's trail keeps going, son. To here. Cross that yard, stick over.
Catch.
Another yard. Exactly. Again, he went 11 yards instead of 10. Funny. Wait.
What is it, Dad?
Ellery, come here.
Nicky, stand on this spot, the end of the 10 yards west, so we don't lose it.
X marks the spot. Or does it?
What, Dad?
Look here.
Somebody dug here, then filled up the hole.
He found it, son. That map we've been following must be wrong.
Darn it. Sure it must be wrong. After all, he had the original.
Gallus must have deliberately falsified the figures on the map he sent you, Ellery.
I doubt it. Maybe the killer didn't find the diamond. Maybe he was wrong, and we're right.
There's only one way to find out, son.
Uh-huh. Mickey, hand me that shovel.
When you strike water, Ellery, let me know.
No sign of anything yet, son.
Not yet, Dad. What? Wait. Here it is.
The diamond?
No. Metal box. Pretty well chewed up, too. Dad, give me a hand up.
Here, son.
Just a rusty old box.
No, I think it's so eaten away it'll give without much trouble.
It's diamond.
Holy smokes, son.
Is that real, Ellery?
It's real, Nicky.
So the killer knocked off old Gallus for nothing. Dug in the wrong place.
Yes. Well, now let's go back to the house and finish this off.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Miss Peggy Lee, the popular vocalist who has made Manana and her Capitol Records album, Rendezvous with Peggy Lee, both of which have set the public humming and dancing.
Welcome, Peggy, to the armchair. Say, you know, it's too bad that we don't have a little more time. Then we could hear you sing one of the songs from that Rendezvous with Peggy Lee album.
Which you did in cooperation with your husband, Dave Barber.
Well, Ellery, right now I'm too nervous to sing anything. I've never been a detective before, and this case tonight has me missing the downbeat, if you know what I mean.
I'm afraid you're just jesting, Peggy. Anyway, what about our case? Tell me, have you figured out who hanged Mark Gallows?
Well, I couldn't say exactly, I couldn't exactly name one person, but I think that Eve Angel had something to do with it because she knew all about his fear of dirt. And I think that she probably was the only one who could intercept the letter that was partly burned. And also that she was the only one who would know about the map. And he may have told her the wrong directions.
Just throw her off?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a very interesting deduction. And thank you very much, Peggy Lee. We'll find out in just a moment if your solution is correct. Now here's Paul Masterson.
What's the picture for your pocketbook in 5, 10, 15 years? It depends in large part upon the use to which you put your money today. Buying United States security bonds today serves two important purposes. It takes out of circulation money which would compete with somebody else's for scarce commodities. The second important reason for buying bonds is to make sound investments. Your plans for the future, whether you want something set aside to make leisure time enjoyable, whether you want to establish a business of your own or send your children to college, there is no better way to ensure those plans than to buy United States security bonds today.
I will not be held indefinitely. I'm a subject of His Majesty. Will you stop that weeping? You give me a headache.
Oh, but he was so kind to me.
Miss Angel, if you please.
Angel, what's this nonsense about murder, Inspector Queen?
Yes, the man hanged himself.
You said so yourself, sir.
Yes, I did, didn't I, Mr. Dyer?
You people all throw? All right. Go ahead, son.
Unfortunately, Gallo's murderer made a mistake. Mr. Gallo sent me a copy of that map, and by following its directions exactly, I located the spot where he'd buried the Gallo's diamond. Now, how did the killer miss it? Well, what were the directions? To go 10-something due south, and then 10-something due west. We assumed that the figure 10 referred to yards, as they did, since by going 10 yards south and then 10 yards west, we did find the diamond. Then the killer did not take the figure 10 to mean yards, or he'd have found the right spot, too. He took it to mean a different unit of measurement. Nicky, exactly how far did the killer measure?
11 yards instead of 10, each way.
He reads the figure 10 and measures off 11 yards. Now, how can that be? Only if, in the kind of measure he was using, 10 units equal 11 yards. And which unit of measurement is that? The meter.
Meter?
That's right. Meters exceed yards in exactly the proportion of 11 to 10. But that gives us our criminal.
Oh, I do not see.
Mayor Cleek, you're not alone.
How does that give you your criminal, Mr. Cream?
It tells me, Mr. Das, that the killer of Gallows thinks in terms not of yards, but of meters. Could that be Miss Angel?
Me?
No, it couldn't. Miss Angel is an American, and we use yards, not meters.
So do we in Britain, Mr. Queen.
That's quite true, Mr. Duff Brown. And so do the Hindus, especially one as anglicized as Mr. Reginald Das.
Fortunately for me, sir.
But almost all of continental Europe uses the metric system, including, of course, the Dutch.
Ellery!
Stop it, Van Cleef! Stop it!
You have the advantage of me, Herr Inspector.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the solution to our mystery. Thank you, Peggy Lee, for serving as our guest armchair detective this evening. As mementos of the occasion, I have for you a copy of my latest mystery anthology, The Queen's Awards, 1947, and a subscription to Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine. And here's Mr. Masterson.
Panting, Mr. Q. About next week, I mean.
Suppose I give you a good reason to pant, Paul. Want to meet a movie star?
Are you kidding? Where? Where is she, Ellery?
Nicky.
Yes,
Ellery? Mind stepping over here, Miss Porter?
Me? What's the matter with you?
Paul, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Nicky Porter, starlet. This is Ellery Queen saying goodnight till next week, and enlisting all Americans every night and every day in the fight against bad citizenship, bigotry, and discrimination, the crimes which are weakening America.
All names used on this program are fictitious and do not refer to real people, either living or dead. Among the members of tonight's cast were Howard Culver, Herb Butterfield, Kay Brinker, Joan Banks, Bill Boucher, Wilms Herbert, Eric Snowden, and Sidney Miller. Music was by Rex Corey, direction by Dwight Houser. Entire production under the supervision of Ellery Queen. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
That's going to do it for Case Closed this week. I hope you enjoyed our selections this time. You can find more from Nick Carter, Ellery Queen, thousands of other old-time radio episodes, and everything else from Relic Radio, all at RelicRadio.com. I'd like to help support this and all of the shows. Give that donate button a click or visit donate.RelicRadio.com to find out more about how you can help out and what you get for doing it. Aside from making Case Closed possible every week, thanks to those who have helped out, and thanks for joining me today. I'll be back next Wednesday with another hour of Case Closed.